Hey, Adina Avelis. Avelis and Shabbos and Yom Tov, Sif Ches. Asim Reish Yutes, Sif Ches. Aval Chosan, Shana Zeh Yishu Kodem HaRegel. Let's say a Chosan gets married before Yom Tov. Uba HaRegel Toh Shiva Zimei HaMishta. And then the Yom Tov came in middle of Sheva Brachos. Umeis Lemeis Pesoich HaRegel. And then they had a relative died, Toicha Regel. As I call Shiva, you may Mishta Shaloi, Einan Oilen Loilen, and Shloshim. Then his Sheva Brachos doesn't count towards Shloshim. Right? Vayin Le'el, Soif Simon Reish Yud Gimel, how exactly you go about calculating Shloshims. Right? Fine. Tess, Ava Bishain Avelis Regel, even though there's no Avelis on Yom Tov. Misaskin by Lenachmai. You can be busy with trying to be Menachemim. Right? That's not called Avelis, given the love midi covet, since Ava's not doing anything. Meaning on Chol HaMoed, if somebody, like what happened to Naftali Liner, right? Not to him, to his parents, but it's, no, one second. Who was your mother or your father, Naftali? I don't remember. Who
My
was who?
mother was Nifter first day Pesach.
It was first day Pesach. It was your mother, right? Yeah, your mother first day Pesach, right? So you have the whole Chol HaMoed where there's nothing going on. So you're allowed to go speak to the Avol about these types of things, as long as the Avol doesn't sit Shiva, right? After Yom Tov, once the Shiva's done, Aval Pisha Dain Lo Kolu Shiva Yemei Avelus. Even though this the 7 days of Avelus is not over, why? Because Avelus. Meaning, the 7 days from the burial, let's say in Naftali's mother's case, the kfura was first day Chol HaMoed. So 7 days from that is really the second day of Shiva, because Shiva didn't start till the last day Yom Tov. So after 7 days, even though it's not, the Shiva's still going, Melachta Nasas HaYidei Acherim Bevateim, they're allowed to do Melacha through somebody else. And his slaves can even do a betzina. And you don't have to be menachemim for the amount of days that passed by in the Yom Tif, right? That you're not mechuyev to do, right? But you do show him their face, meaning that it's. You're not mechuyev, even though he's sitting Shiva, you're not mechuyev to go be Menachem Aval. Right? That you're not mechuyev to do. Right? Because you already had 7 days since the Shiva. Fine. Simon Reish Chav Din Shah Regalim Avatan Gzeres Shiva Shloshim Uboy Yud Se'ifim. So that the Yom Tif is Mevatel. Shloish the Shiva and the Shloishim. So a regal mavata gzera shloishim. Yom Tif knocks it out. Ketzad. Hakayver is mace according to a regal. Somebody who buries his mace before the Yom Tif. Vinog avelus and he's not a avelus. Kibin shabar regal mafsik is avelus. Once the avelus comes, once the regal comes, it knocks out avelus. Afilu nikba erev Yom Tif lays erev. Even if he gets buried, erev Yom Tif. In the evening, beinian shechol love avelus, right? That the avelus happened, meaning evening Yom Tov. Meaning, let's say Yom Tov is 7 o'clock, so then they went and then they buried the nifter 6:55, right? Afilu shechol zman olav rak shomu etes kaidem Yom Tov. Even if the aval only got to pull off his shoes 1 little minute before Yom Tov, mafsik is avelus. It's machzor d'avelus v'nechshav l'keilu kvar noag avelus kol zayin, and then it's as if the avelus is noag all 7 days. V'yom tov harishon hu yom ches, and then the first day yom tov is considered like the 8th day. Hu mashlim ad shloishim, and it completes it until the shloishim. V'afilu haya erev yom tov b'yom Shabbos, and even if erev yom tov was on Shabbos, v'shamashmu akroy v'samach l'erev, and he heard that within the last 30 days his relative died. Even though on Shabbos they weren't noyeg only dvarim shabbatzina, kivan shenag afilu rak b'zeh, since he was noyeg it even by then, gam ken regel mevatel es shiva, so the Yom Tov is mevatel shiva. Beis shogeg yehizr v'lo noyeg avelus kadam regel. Let's say he was a shogeg or he's amazed. He decided, you know what? I got no time. to sit Shiva before Yom Tov. Or the burial happens so close to Shkiyah, we didn't even have the opportunity to be sitting Shiva. Then the regal is not mevatel. And it's as if they buried his mace on regal, which means that he doesn't start the Shiva until after. Very highly improbable, because the kvura, all you have to do is have the kvura. And then the Avil should sit down right there on the floor. And that's enough. Also, what they can do is maybe if the Kvura is out of town, the Avil doesn't have to go. And then he could start the Shiva. Okay, Gimel. Let's say it was any other day besides for the seventh day, meaning 15 days before, let's say now, let's say somebody loses a relative today. So this is what, 17 days before Yom Tov. Huh? So obviously Shiva, there's a regular Shiva, but then but then it's gonna knock out some things. So Yesh Matir and Lachabis Ksusa, some allow him to do laundry, even though during you're not allowed to do laundry, right? Veloya Bashano Adalila, so meaning do the laundry, but don't wear it till Yom Tov night, keep it the regular Yvata Gzer Shiva. Since the Yom Tov is Mevatel Gezeirah Shuv, and it's best to be careful from doing laundry until at least after Chatzais on Erev Yom Tov, Kedesh Yeh Nikar Shemrei Regalu Mechabes, so it should be recognizable that it's being done for Yom Tov. V'lirchot Aser Ad HaLaila, and to, but taking a shower is Aser until the night. Alright? You hear what he's saying? He's saying that better to take a cold shower on Yom Tov at night on Yom Tov than to take it during the Shiva before Yom Tov, or maybe even the Shloishim. But there are those that say, no, better you should shower during Shiva. I mean, it's an interesting choice. What's worse, to take a shower on Yom Tov or to take a shower during Shiva? Because really, Shiva or Shloishim is not over until Shkia. So which Isser is less important or more important, I don't know, whichever way you want to approach it. So, of course, there's two opinions. First opinion says it's better to take a shower on Yom Tov. There's nothing wrong with showering on Yom Tov, just not with hot water. The other opinion says, no, better to at least take a hot shower before Yom Tov. Ve'echad nog nog, and whatever the minig is, the minig is. With haircuts, everybody holds that it's also to take a haircut. Dalit Kavar es Mesa Shiva Yom Lefnei Aregel. If he buried his mace 7 days before Yom Tov, Kivin Chinog Shiva Kaidam Aregel, since he was Nayig 7 days before Regel, Aregel Mavatal Gzer Shloishim, so then the Regel knocks out the Shloishim. Avilo Yom Shvi Erev Yom Tov, that's even if the seventh day was on Erev Yom Tov, still would knock out the Shloshim. Kiv Namrina Mixes Yom Kekula, right? We know that Shiva is always over in the morning. So even though that whole day is the seventh day, but since the Shiva is over in the morning, well, that's it. So then the Yom Tov knocks out the Shloshim. Hare Lachri Yitzim Mesek Nesses Nishnu Shiva. Shiva is over after they go out of Shul. Shara Yom Hu Betaris Lamed. And the rest of the day, it's part of Shloshim. V'al Regal Mafsik. The Regal comes into Mafsik. Umutu Lachavitz V'lirchotu L'galeach. And it's mutter for him to wash and to do laundry and to wash himself and to take haircut be'ev regel samach l'chashecha. Close to the, when it gets close to Yom Tov, all this becomes mutter. Kivush yuhaisi l'chvayda regel, since he's doing l'chvayda regel. V'regel mevatak zeres lamed, and the regel is mevatak zeres lamed. V'er pesach, and her pesach kibin del acher chatzois, shuzman shchitas a pesach, since it's after chatzois, which is the Zman, after the Zman, Shchitas Pesach, Neshav Ketzas Kama Yom Tov, it's considered a little bit like Yom Tov. Mutter, Berechitza, Tekev L'Acher Chatzos, it's Mutter Berechitza, immediately after Chatzos, to L'Galeach, Kodem Chatzos, and to take a haircut, even before Chatzos, Kimin the L'Acher Chatzos, also L'Acher, Shei Galeach Chatzos, because after Chatzos, it's also for somebody to cut hair on after Pesach. Because right? After Pesach, we know that after Chatzos, already has the din of Cholamayid. So there's no haircuts, at least l'chatchila, certainly not by a yid, after chatzos and erev Pesach. So you got to take it before. Fine. Okay, I'm sorry for the late thing tomorrow night. Again, I don't know exactly what the schedule is, but we'll put it out there. All right, have a fine night.
Thank you.
You must sleep.
Bye.